is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
And abuse me, I leave the wheat to ground. It goes by so long, and implantation, I me never get paid. A gold they stole away, how many life them slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you are your crook and go to well. Cause after we know under you colonial spell. And all those fuss that chin that you come tell. Hey, and all those books you stole away. All those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Bobby Rock. Me burn a fire, burn a weekend. Babylon and the preacher could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown.
You got it locked and loaded to the Friday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And boy, we got lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. It is Friday. And like I said, open lines. It's the weekend. And I want to get you into the weekend in a good place, you know? Because like I always tell you, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke, you know, find a happy medium. Well, the weekend is that happy medium. You get a little chance to love yourself, you know, enjoy some of the fruits of your labors. If you don't stop to smell the coffee, time out to love yourself. Remember, I tell you that. All right, but like I told you, we got a lot to talk about today, and if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines in New Providence are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And like I said, it is Friday. And you always get headlines going into the weekend. So you can beat up your gums over the weekend. You know? And come out and it's a little diffused by Monday. But like I said, we got lots to talk about and starting with the headlines today.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And don't forget, Fine Threads got that great buy one, get one free deal going on jeans right now. Location, Strawberry Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. More information on that, simply log on to finethreads.com. Or check them out. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right, here we go. This kind of stood up my head this morning. PM, your choices fuel cost of living, but acknowledges prices are too high. Story by Tanika Thompson. After backlash over a comment he made that the cost of living is determined by people's choices, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis later said he is not seeking to downplay the cost of living, which he acknowledges too high. Yesterday morning on the sidelines of the government's energy summit at Bahama, Davis was asked to respond to a recent University of Bahamas study which found that middle-class families need a monthly income of about $10,000 to afford a debt. We still have a middle class? I didn't know. I'm glad to know we still have a middle class. That's nice. Davis was quoted as saying, I've seen and heard about the report. I've not studied it as yet. But one thing, when you talk about cost of living is also determined by one's choices, what one chooses to do, and what one does not choose to do. And the factors that were taken into account to determine the researcher's conclusion, I would not wish to comment on it. That one comment alone opens up a can of worms there for you, Mr. Prime Minister, because I remember a certain hedge fund that between you and then Minister of Works, Mr. Sears, couldn't get right. You say A, he say B. You say potato, he say potato. But that didn't have an effect on the way we live. That didn't have an effect on the cost of living in one segment or another. Come on. That's really galling right there. Y'all make some boo-boo decisions, but then want to blame us for how we live or scrape by living. And I'm glad the report found that there is a middle class. I thought there was no longer a middle class in this country. But I'd like to know what say you on all of that. Other headlines, government promises action on high cost of living. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Following the University of Bahamas study on the cost of living for middle class Bahamians, the office of the Prime Minister said yesterday that the government high cost of living. These challenges are not new. They are deeply rooted in the longstanding structure issues in our economy that have been building over many years. Now, there was a statement from the office of the Prime Minister. And I do thank the OPM. They always make sure they get me the statements on time. And this was just sent to me at 4:09 today. And this according to the Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis, via the Twitter account, X account, Facebook, social media. There's no question we have an affordability crisis in this Bahamas, or in the Bahamas. Too many Bahamian families are working hard and still struggling to pay for the basics. Here are some of the steps we're taking to reduce the cost of living, with more to come. We're putting solar panels up and bringing electricity prices down. I will believe that when I see that. Our energy reforms mean that 80,000 BPL customers have already seen a reduction in their monthly bill. Calling BS on that. I must be in the 20,000 that didn't, because I still catching a part nervous breakdown and the belly every time I open up my three iced tea last month, all right, on this month. Three. So, yeah, I got to see that to believe that, too. We're reviewing taxes and fees so we can reduce the tax burden on middle and lower income families. We raised the national minimum wage, provided promotions and pay adjustments in the public sector, and reduced the duties on a number of imports. We're investing in local agriculture, trade diversification, consumer protection, and affordable housing. We put free Wi-Fi in our parks. P.S. J.J. called me now. How long J.J. been calling this show for months and months? Nuppy gums, but Wi-Fi in the park. That ain't no true. Because if you put it there, it ain't working. It's not working. You forget some of us coach youth sports, eh? All right. Call him BS on that. We're serving hot breakfast to thousands of our school children across the country. I applaud you on the breakfast program. I applaud you. Nothing like starting the day with a hot meal. Breakfast, the most important meal of the day. So for those little ones that get it, I applaud you for it, especially those who need it. Many of the changes that are required will take time. There aren't easy shortcuts for a small island economy that is heavily dependent on imports. We are committed to the big structural changes that will have a real impact. Again, what say you guys? But wait, there's more. Upgrade of BPL's grid imminent, Kobe Davis says. A story by Tanika Thompson. Bahamas Grid Company will soon begin its upgrade of New Providence Power Grid, $100 million venture that aims to transform Bahamas Power and Light's infrastructure to make it more reliable, Minister of Energy and Transport, JoBeth Kobe Davis said. She said crews from Bahamas Grid and Pike Corporation with Providence. I didn't see a Nimrod. And you can tell who's Pike and you can tell who's Bahamas Grid. And I can leave that up to you. Again, got to see it to believe it. And here's this one here. Story by Rachel Scott Davis. I'm not worried about climate action after Trump win. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said yesterday he's not concerned about the potential impact on climate change discussions and efforts after Donald Trump was elected president of the U.S. Trump is a climate skeptic and has promised to terminate much of the climate change policies put in place under President Joe Biden. Davis said he speaks for his country, and I don't blame all this on him. Don't forget now, the Conference of the Parties, COP, which are the leaders of the world, has been going on now for this will be the 29th year. And he has only been around for the last 10 years, and we are still no further ahead than we were 29 years ago. Listen here. I appreciate the PM getting on the plane and chasing reparations. Going and tracking down the King of England and some others like, hey, don't forget us. I tell you one thing. You hop on a flight and go try to chase Trump. It ain't going to be the same. It's not. You're from the Bahamas? You're lucky we still give you pre-clearance. Those police records, they keep popping off their brave records. Travel on visa only. We're making, I'm protecting the borders. Come on. But anyway, give me your take on just the headlines. And we got other things to talk about too. Other headlines in the daily. Amazon, free delivery move. What y'all think about that? I know some of y'all had stand right up with that one. Business owners too. A lot of ramifications to that. Yes, man. A lot of layers to that onion. So we got plenty to talk about. So be sure to join me in the buzz. Brought to you by John's Shoes. On the flip side of the break, I'm going to open up the lines. And I expect to hear from you on all of this and more. Whatever's in your craw, whatever got your goat, I won't hear about it, all right? It's Open Line Friday right here on Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
And abuse me, I leave them with the ground. It will go by so long, and implantation, I mean never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life they slay. Now they work to slap them in them face.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey. And pricey is tradition.
So when you play, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
I'm joyriding.
CIBC Caribbean is giving three lucky clients the chance to win cash prizes this Christmas. Finance your vehicle with us for your chance to win, and we'll gift you no loan application fee, up to 100% financing, and up to 10 years to repay. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving and apply for vehicle financing now. Terms and conditions apply.
Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio.
96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa. Oh, well. People in a fire, we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they try to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the ground. Me bona fire, pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they try to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the ground. The road goes by so long on the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life them slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and that you colonial spell, and all those fast action that you come tell. Hey, and all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray. With men day, Bobby Ron, me bona fire, bana we got Babylon.
We're back at you on the Friday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And right about now, it's time to get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, they got the big doorbuster event going on right now, this Friday, this Saturday, at both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. You got the big doorbuster event, $12 shoes on entry. You got the $12 stable set up. Can't miss deals just for you. So get into John's, both locations, the big doorbuster event. As soon as you go down in, tables galore, $12 shoes on entry. This Friday, November 8th and November 9th. All right? And remember, John's, serving you is a pleasure. So, let me know what's good. Let me know what's on your mind. And thank you for the heads up text to say, Naughty, there's a lot of government parades going on today. I guess we got a parade happening today. Celebrating something today. Public Service Week. So, that's the parade for Public Service Week. All right. So, that's what's popping. So, if you're out there on the roads, you know, you might encounter some traffic, extra traffic, that which you normally don't encounter. But I know Friday is bananas anyway. But it could get a little more hectic, all right? But what say you? Amazon free delivery move. Bahamas retailers and couriers brace for seismic threat. You hear that word? Seismic. Bahamian retail couriers companies and freight forwarders were yesterday put on alert over a seismic competitive threat after Amazon confirmed it is offering free international delivery to the Bahamas. Brent Burrows, the second CBS Bahamas Vice President of Retail and Sales, told the Tribune Business that now's the time for operators in these industries to develop a survival strategy after the world's largest online retailer and e-commerce marketplace confirmed that the free delivery on purchases of eligible products worth $49 or more currently has no end date.
Wow.
That's a lot right there. And I know people doing the math. Day two. Org, more needs to be done on implementing Freedom of Information Act. I guess we got to get Matt on here to beat up his gum some more. But we're still crying out for that Freedom of Information Act. And that would make things so much more accessible and understandable and more transparent and accountable. Organization for Responsible Governance, Org, Executive Director Matt Aubrey said he understands that implementing the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, will not be a flip of the switch, but said the government should state what has been done so far to overcome the challenges it has faced. Aubrey was responding to comments made by Attorney General Ryan Pinder last month. Pinder said the government was carrying out pilot programs in 10 ministries and agencies and found that some had difficulty in actually finding the information to comply with a request. What we're now doing is we've taken a step back, and instead of doing a pilot to launch, we're doing testing and training within the organization so they can actually affect in a request, Pinder said. Now that sounds like to me, right? More pontification, more dollar whining, more slapping up, and more, you know, not delivering on the campaign promise that was uttered up and down, widespread. And of course, you know, the chairman of this current administration says that they don't need it. They don't need to implement it. Now for Amazon, you talking about where's the pickup location? I guess they got a... That's a good question. That's very interesting. I got to do some more due diligence on that, some more reading. Listen, I see this is obviously from the resident poet laureate of Talking Heads. I know the rhyme cadence. I'm not going to call out the name or the number, but I know exactly what this is. Good day, Naughty. We are the Steelers, and we are the Healers. I'm going to wipe away your tears. You could come buy some shares. Steelers all the way. Don't forget to watch them Sunday. The same Steelers that my Cowboys from down south punch square in the mouth. That one. Texter. See, I got little rhymes too, you know. And I drown my tears, my cowboy tears, in ice cold beers. Never in them 40 low budget Steelers shares. I'd be crazy. You'd call me loony. Owner, Dan Rooney. There you go there. You like that one on the Steelers right off the top of my dome? See, I got rhymes too, you know, Dexter. I got rhymes too. It's not even 5 o'clock. But that's interesting, you know, that with this move, this implementing this impending Amazon move, that speaks volumes. That's a game changer. That is a game changer. Immigration Commission report coming in due course. From the dailies, Immigration Minister Office said that an Immigration Commission appointed last year following the Keith Bell controversy will be making its report in due course. I'm going to laugh. My God. Naughty Matt is trying, but he's wasting his time. He's not making a difference. Listen, if you're sincere about a Freedom of Information Act, then he makes plenty sense. And you got to keep agitating to get it done. Obviously, the wheels are not turning in that regard because it forces transparency. It forces accountability. It allows us to see who the family, friends, lovers, homies, cronies, and crew, all who get the hookup. So if you think it's a distraction or you think ain't nothing happening, either you like really, really negative or you don't care. You benefiting off of us not having a Freedom of Information Act. Either or. We should have the right to know what's going on in our country and how our money is spent. Period. Period. So I don't know. I mean, there again, you scream and you want and you cry out. We want transparency. We want accountability. Then when they failed to deliver on a campaign promise and people crying out for it and agitating more, now you're saying, never mind, everything good. We don't need that, man. That ain't making no sign. That's a waste of time. We ain't need that. That's a distraction on a wide scale. Plenty of other things distracting, too. But I don't think the need or the want of a Freedom of Information Act is one. I guess we agree to disagree on that one there, Texter. Naughty, this Steeler Nation, nice one. I know it's a nice one. I appreciate that, though. You know, game recognized game. Yours is pretty decent, too. Naughty, these governments are not serious. Promises are comfort to fools. This government promised to bring Freedom of Information Act during their campaign. Billions of dollars. They're going to their cronies for the kickbacks. That's the question a lot of people want to know because you look at certain things being done and say, how, who, what, why, when, because what? How you get that? Listen, I see a gentleman cleaning the drains from time to time in my neighborhood. Obviously, he has the contract to clean the drains. How he cleans the drains, who he uses to clean the drains, leaves a lot to be desired. And I'm thinking, okay, you got probably a decent contract on this. You're spending bare minimum doing a job that we require as citizens every day. We want the drains cleared. I mean, we'd have less flooding issues if they were operable. And instead of having a proper way to clean them or clean them out or machinery, you got youngsters. And I can say youngsters and I can leave it just like that because it's borderline child labor if you ask me. cleaning out the drains? No masks, no gloves, no sanitation? Come on. How we get that way? How we get so? Let me know. Let me check the text lines. Another one. Naughty. This administration only said what they needed to say to get elected. They had no intention of a Freedom of Information Act. See, okay, this is the kind of mentality that we don't get no better. Matt's not Bahamian, nor he needs to go back home. Well, he happened to marry a Bahamian, like plenty others did. So if it could work for them, it could work for Matt. And if he, you know, if he's agitating for Freedom of Information Act, it's obvious you're texting and you're so adamant against this man and what he's shooting for, you're probably benefiting from lack of a Freedom of Information Act. Are you one of those lovers and homies and cronies and friends that benefited off of a government contract? That's why you beating up your gum? My question. Are you aware, and in your next text you send me, talk about the immigration issue. Well, hold on. There are a lot of questions not answered in that regard. You don't think a Freedom of Information Act would help us get those statistics and numbers that we need? Instead of illegal migrants here, okay? There's a multitude of multiple nationalities. Address one, address all. If we keeping it 100 and we trying to, you know, get where we need to be in 2024. Well, you all naughty potholes. Listen. Listen, don't get me started on that. Freetown and that whole area are the worst parking lot ever in the history of mankind. Harbor Bay Shopping Center and that surrounding area. Montague, East Bay, blowing potholes galore. Heading down toward Camp Roadside, man, potholes galore. How many times you going to dig up the Shirley Street entrance of Harbor Bay over and repeatedly and then just throw a little patchwork there. Fix the craters, man. Fix the craters. By Gray Cliff. That whole road through there, my tourist, go there every day. Fix the craters by Gray Cliff and by St. Francis. Craters all in the west. If you ride the airport road or the highways out west, heading toward Naughty Johnny's and Old Fort Shopping Plaza, that road needs to pave. You look at the Saunders Beach Highway, that's starting to need paving because of heavy equipment and heavy traffic and the heavy trucks. And if you build them for them to facilitate them and make ease of access for doing business, then keep them properly paved. Now, let me commend whoever. I don't know how they got it on Hawkins Hill, but they got it on Hawkins Hill. Must be because immigration up there. But Hawkins Hill has been paved. And they did it in the night. They closed the road properly. There was no issue. I passed it several times coming from Joker's Wild watching them work. They did a great job on Hawkins Hill. I commend them on Hawkins Hill. And if you could do it on Hawkins Hill, you could do it in all them other damn places that need rectification. Need to fix the potholes. And if you could do it on Hawkins Hill, you could do it elsewhere. Don't show me what a good job you could do and then slunk off and don't do nothing else. No, sir. Anyhow, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
My brother Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
Right here, my brother. And that's exactly what I was going to call you about. I sent you that video I shot.
Appreciate it.
Yep. To show you that it is possible for work in this country to get done if the people are serious enough to get it done and also get it done in record time. Hawkins Hill was one that I complained about for quite some time, especially with that gigantic pothole that was on the very top of the hill. I could not see for the life of me how persons traversing that road was not in an uproar, because many persons' rims have been warped, tires busted, front suspension and everything all jiggling and screws loose and stuff. I really could not see how the populace was not in an uproar. But they got this road done in record time, and the progression on this road is continuing all the way to Wolf Road. I congratulate, I finally give them kudos for getting the taxpayers' money, using it to get something done that is really necessary. Now, let's hit Mackey Street, which is the next major thoroughfare. Everything comes to
Shirley Street, East Bay Street.
Shirley Street, East Bay, and especially Saunders Beach in front of Vipers.
Ah!
They dig up that whole portion there and the entire, out of the whole road.
And go a little further down off of Saunders Beach Highway.
Moonscape.
And listen, if you go on the Saunders Beach Highway and you go into the White Grove from there, there's potholes galore in there too. You need to fix all those areas.
I tell you. And it goes to show you, Naughty, that it can be done. It can be
and
done.
And I understand it must be because of the immigration up on that road there.
I always comment on that one notion. How could you have a road like this and you have a major government ministry on top of this hill? And I'm on Hawkins Hill right now looking at how beautiful the road is. Only thing absent of this road right now, which I know is going to take a little bit of time because they're right now still doing some work, is the white paint to separate the two lanes, up and down. But it tells you that the work can get done, and in the night when everybody's sleeping, then the work could get done. Stop this 9-to-5 foolishness and make this a 24-hour situation.
Mind if you start the 9-to-5 foolishness, then you kill up the extra overtime and days be shucking out. You know how that go, mind ya.
Okay, well, I know, but I'm just putting it out there so everybody would know that, hey, this whole backward scheme that they had, that only the workers could work during the day 9-to-5 hours, we need to stop that nonsense. Let these people work overnight to get these things done. And not just the roads, you know. And many things in this country could be done during the night hours when there's less people around. But thanks for taking my call. And again, congratulations to the persons responsible for finally paving Hawkins Hill Road from Daswell Street and progressing all the way to Wolf Road.
Good stuff, Jeff. Appreciate you, man. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads.
We don't hate you. You're just Naughty by Nature.
What's going on, GNN? Hey, before I get started, I got a message from you from Harbor Bay, the home of the worst parking lot in the history of parking lots.
Yeah, but we know that a long time.
Your good brethren, Sean Ford, said to send you his regards, man. Said that's your brethren from Years Without Fears.
Oh, yeah. Why don't Bahamians believe GNN and what on the ground? We ain't got no high position, you know. But we on the ground. We down here.
Which one? What you discovered this time? What's your latest?
I talk about the same thing with you and Jeff talking about. Who is in power? The patch liberal party, right? who owns the biggest asphalt company in this country?
Hey, well, it shuts down for patching large potholes. If you really want to talk about it, they want to do good. PLP, patching large potholes, or patch large potholes.
That's a better one. But who owns the largest asphalt company in this country? Brent Dividend.
Yeah, I believe you're right on that one.
And what party he's working with? The FNM. So when the PLP comes in, they convert to the patch liberal party. He ain't too anxious to sell them no asphalt. So Bahamians can make up their mind. We won't go with the PLP. They understand. And I know Purdy else, she can get on me. But it's the truth. They have made potholes political.
I know that you have some very good info. That's why we call you GNN. I know you're on the ground. Conspiracy theories, good and bad. But I think this one is your best work yet, there, GNN.
Listen to me.
This is your best work. Yeah, you've politicized potholes, my brother, and broken it down.
Thank you. But who owns the immigration bill in Arkansas?
Tell me, you on a roll today?
and that's Brent Seminar in Berlin.
Anyway, let GNN go and send no more, because people can connect the dots. And it should also tell you that all the while you got these lower level trolls from these political parties half killing each other all over the place, all over social media, plotting on each other to get locked up, the big muckamucks, the big bosses, the big dons, breaking bread behind the closed doors, sipping their Chianti, eating their fine food, talking about how they're going to get rich together.
I just want to say this to Jeff. You ain't had nothing to do with paving Hawkins Hill, Jeff.
You leave Jeff alone. Jeff agitated.
Hold
on. You ain't no Jeff and Brentite. Stop it. Let's get the next one. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on? Boy, GNN must he smell you because you right on his tail. What's going on?
Listen, I was trying to get on the tail of GNN because I don't know what GNN is saying, but selling our faults to the government. Because the government has, and like I always say on the show, its own hot mix plants that bring in their own equipment and paving stuff. Okay, my husband works there. And he was one of those that worked on that road. They went to work from 7 p.m.
Hold on. Hold on. Your husband was one of the crew that worked on that Hawkins Hill project?
Yes, he is.
All right. Well, you make sure I tell him on my behalf. All right? Job well done. Because they proved that if you use a little bit of common sense, you in the car?
Yes, he is right here.
Well, move on the side, man. Big Chief. First of all, you have to put up with this lovely wife of yours. Your reward awaits you in heaven, all right? Because I could see it ain't easy to be. She's calling, rowing people on this show. So I know.
Come on. But I do a lot as well as listening to them talk. And I say, man, please try get in that talk show and let Naughty know. It ain't so. I used to wait for 7 o'clock
I
in
wanna
the morning.
No, but listen, I want to commend y'all because I passed several nights coming from Joker's Wild. I saw how y'all had the road closed properly. You had somebody making sure that nobody was going to turn through there from either way, that the road was accessible, and you all did an excellent job paving that road. People have sent me videos. You all did an awesome job.
We have major paving going on all over the Bahamas.
But I will tell you this.
We on Cowpen Road in the daytime from 7 to 3. We be on Cowpen. Budget, we going straight to Blue Hill Road.
All right.
We taking Hawkins Hill straight to Wolf Road.
Now, you know this.
I can't leak everything.
No, but hold on. Stop. Now, this is a double-edged sword. Just how I can give you your prayers. And you know, I got you for every project you talk about. Once y'all do a job like y'all did in Hawkins Hill, I got you. I can make sure you get your credit. But.
You see, even the Eastern Road.
Wait,
on
stop.
The Eastern Road by Yamako.
Stop. Hold on now. Now, see, that's where we can go wrong. You done calling over by budget them. I can live with that. But no, hold on, the Eastern Road. You got to take care of the West before you go to the Eastern Road, my brother.
But listen.
You need to tell them the Eastern Road don't run it no more, like how you all thought they used to run it. The West run it too, buddy.
All right, what I can do for you?
From Fish Fry, straight down to Goslow Bend, into the entrance of the office of the Prime Minister to start. St. Albans, Papaw Track, White Grove. Right. Yeah, I telling you, there in the West, I giving you a list. You writing it down?
We get a lot of work to do. The Western Road is one of our, like, we started some work on the Western Road.
But y'all got a crater in front of, on the Saunders Beach area in between Shell and that nightclub.
Yeah,
let me tell you,
listen.
You could see China from that one. That's how deep it is.
We get a lot of...
No,
you
can keep
lot,
me posted.
Lot,
man, you could update me. You can update me, and I appreciate that. You are now my official pothole consultant on Talking Heads.
We don't pothole. We is paved.
Right, but you know where they are because you're going to pave them. That's all I say, and you just let me know where you pave over, and you let me know. Use my paving pothole consultant. You can let me know where they are.
The government art mix plan is called Baham Mix.
All right.
We on Awaki, but now we on Fire Tree and West now. We have two hot mix plants in our yard.
My brother, keep up the good work like what y'all did on Hawkins Hill. That was a job well done, excellent. And make sure I get to the West, not for my sake, not for your sake, but for Jesus' sake.
A big shout out to Mr. Ryan Rahman, And Mr. Ivan, that's they are big boss them.
No, that's them I need to know to chafe them up to make sure they go do the rest. They don't get no shout-outs till the rest done. It's y'all who putting in the work who get the shout-outs. I don't deal with necktie man. I'm listening to what Bushman tell you. You should know. Anyway, have a great weekend, y'all. Enjoy. Well done, my brother. I appreciate it. Salute that whole crew, eh?
All right. All right,
Naughty.
Y'all be safe. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Muff?
Man, everything cool. What a well-done job by Pearly L. And her husband. What a well done job.
Well, I know Pearly, I know if Silver Dawn or Pearly L, whatever you all just call her, did any paving, but maybe
paving,
straight.
I mean on explaining
Because
he's wrong on both things. He has government of his own hot mix plan, man. They don't have to go to no hot mix for ransom and off for no mix, man. They, like he said, they got two plants. They got a brand new plant and then the old plant. And then he wrong on the building. Moscow them, George Moscow them own that building, man. And George Moscow dead now, that owned by the Moscow family. Prince Eminem don't have nothing to do with that building.
But hold on, it was entertaining, it was good. Now, sometimes you get a good movie that's fiction, you know, and not non-fiction. Sometimes you gotta let them play out.
Spreading the most misinformation,
And then you're there to debunk, so it is what it
is.
But hold on. To his credit, you know, GNN has debunked you all a couple of times, too. So just as he's debunked, he's be debunking as well, too. So it's all good.
Yeah. They have to go to Bahamas Horse Mix for nothing, man. They have a plan for years. It was on our Waki for 2 points. You know, he's a trucker, so I know. All right, Don. I call you back in sports.
Yes, sir.
We got to talk about that game last night.
Yes, sir, we do.
And more.
Yes, and indeed.
All right.
Let me get to these texts before we get to the break. Great show as usual, Naughty. Trump said people no longer going away to intentionally have kids in order to be a U.S. citizen. You think he thinks? Bahamians, Haitians, Dominicans, Panamanians, Trinidadians, anybody from this side, you know, that border can be touchy. All right, Naughty, you meant to say caves in the road. They're no longer potholes. Agreed. They deep. Naughty, what's going on with CCA? Do they have intentions of paying Saucus? If they do, would it affect the hotels they own? They saying they broke right now. So if you ain't got the money, you need to give up assets, which is Bahama. Sign it over to Saucus. Problem solved. This administration has 2 years left. Just wait and see. Everything the Freedom of Information Act will reveal, we had access. Now y'all just making noise for nothing. No, sir. If you think we got access to everything that we need access-wise, Dexter, you are, what utopia are you living in? What metaverse you slid into? Okay, Harbor Bay is private property. Okay, that's fine. The parking lot still sucks. And it's not disabled friendly. Heck, it's not everyday citizen friendly who's not disabled. So, really? Anyway, quick break. Flip side of the break. We got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Odd and Game. 5 o'clock, we'll get into the sports. Great stuff, everybody who chimed in, texted in, called in. Good first hour. The sports. On the Friday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
I leave them with the bell. You do not buy a banner, we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? I know they
tried to. Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's Friday, it's the weekend, baby, party time. I got the three ball and the four ball special for you today, the double whammy slammy.
The three ball, 0, 1, 4,
0-1-4-0-1-4-0-14 and the football the 3500 0-0-3-5-0-0-3500. Play them and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Well, I got you on the Friday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads. Right up until 6 p.m. Purdy will be zooming in short order. I know Clint will be chiming in for the picks. And we got a call right now. Let's get this one out of the way. Talking Heads.
Not even before you start up. I start to be corrected. This is GNN. It's Moscow building for two. You understand? I wasn't too sure. But like you were staring Purdy at in the husband. Where they been for 3 years with the followers? Huh? And that's not like election coming. Dang it, grass, and I check it out very much easy as that. Where they been for 3 years with all these potholes thing where you can see China? Huh? And election coming, and look at the roads, you had to tell them where you going to be. Out east. Moscow Road. Out west. What happened there in the city?
You still trying to connect the dots. You still trying to connect the dots. Why you
Listen. Where they been for 3 years with all the potholes?
That's a different question for another day, man. We just dealing with Hawkinsell, and now Hawkinsell was dealt with, okay? We were dealing with Hawkinsell, and we connected the dots, you know?
Yeah.
It was an entertaining conspiracy theory I give you. It was one of your better ones, but yeah, we debunked that one. Anyway, have a good weekend, right. JNN. Appreciate you, my brother. All right, who you got zoomed in? We got Pearly zoomed in, and Clint should be zooming in. What's going on, Pearly?
You tell me.
Right here, bro. Right here. Just keep on keeping on, you know?
All right.
Got my fingers crossed. You know, hopefully Cashman will do what Cashman needs to do, and we'll be fine.
Well, when the meeting's coming up soon, we'll see.
Cashman looked like he's going to try to raid the Guardians.
Well, the Guardians are a high market team. So when they get players that start looking good, fellas want money. The Guardians can't pay a lot of them. So what you do? The teams are the Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Cubs will pick them off.
Christian McKenzie would look good in a Yankee uniform.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, he would.
You can bring all, like the man said, y'all bring the superstars who don't play fundamental baseball. That's what you need. Fine fellas who play fundamental baseball.
And how does he not play fundamental baseball, Burley?
I didn't say he doesn't. I didn't say he does. I say y'all, the players y'all have now don't know how to play fundamental baseball.
Are you, which ones in particular are you getting at?
The whole team. That has been the Yankees' weakness all season.
So you're saying Jazz don't play fundamental baseball?
Hey, listen to me. You're trying to cause me in trouble.
You said the Yankees lineup, the Yankees roster.
I live sharper than that.
So are you making an inference that Jazz is in that lot that doesn't play fundamental baseball?
One thing I do is I have very good command of English language. I know to say what I need to say.
So then specify which ones. Because
there was a certain center field who dropped a ball.
Okay.
There was a certain first baseman and pitcher who didn't go cover the base when the ball was hit to first base. There was a certain shortstop who didn't take it down, square its feet off and throw the ball properly. Stuff like that.
I was just making sure. I didn't want you to get in a problem.
And you did it all season. It was hidden with y'all because you guys scored a lot of runs. It was really hidden. And you had a good starting lineup. Pitching lineup. That's what really hit it. But when it come down to playing teams like the Dodgers, it was exposed.
Lord Jesus, let there be a rematch in the next World Series and let the Yankees.
And the same thing will happen. This time you might get sweet.
This could be long, Lord.
I'm that guy. Don't cross me with that guy. I tell you, don't do this. You can cross me with that guy.
Pearly, right now,
yes, buddy.
The only reason I'm not giving you any kind of kickback on baseball, because it's on the back pages. It's done.
Tomorrow, guess the world can know I'm going to sport my world champion Dodgers World T-shirt tomorrow.
And I, like I told you, come January, beginning of February, I mean, you can pick up the conversation. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, like, if you know something, if the shoe was on the other foot, you wasn't going to let me. You wasn't going to say that.
You're
not going to have to take it like the man that I am. I was going to have to take it.
That is because you're saying that now. Mal could say anything because the shoe is on your foot, not on mine.
But
if it was the other way around, you would go quick, fast, and in a hurry. Let me tell you how you go.
If my uncle had different plumbing, he'd be my auntie.
Right,
but no.
But see, I know what I'm dealing with you because you're the same man that when it's convenient, rings go out the window when you talk about Dan Marino. Anybody else, rings is a factor. But anyway, I know you have a double-edged sword sometimes. You know what I mean?
But right now, I know you got a goalpost with wheels on it. Like right now, the Los Angeles Dodgers are the 2024 World Series champions. You can't change that.
No, correct. And congratulations to you all.
Yeah. And we're about to get richer.
As in who?
Freed from Atlanta. Sasaki from Japan, maybe Adamas. I think he's from where? Cleveland? Or I can't remember where he's from. Shortstop.
And mine, I tell you, them same dirty brown Padres do something right over your birthday cake. Watch and see.
What they can do, they can lose. They made all the moves, and Scott, who they signed, going to end up a Yankee.
Well, obviously, he wants to come and be a part of the change that beats the Dodgers and denies you the dynasty.
Burns is their starting pitcher? Was it Burns?
Who?
The Padres. Who's that? That's the ace. Was it
Burns for sure?
Yeah, and he's gonna end up. He's gonna end up a free agent. Could end up a Yankee. Could end up a Dodger. The only person they can bring back is Profar. Profar. That's his name.
Profar.
Yeah. The left fielder who got into it with the Dodger fans.
Eric on the line. All right. Cool.
Yes.
Hold tight, Eric. You're coming right now, man.
You're saving him, Eric. You're saving him.
No. The bottom line is, your Yankees won. I mean, your Dodgers won. My Yankees lost.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, we will be back. I'm just trying to say the Yankees will do what they need to do because when you talk about one dynasty in baseball, there is only one dynasty in baseball, the New York Yankees.
So to avoid this wannabe dynasty...
That's forming out there in Los Angeles.
The one that won 20 World Series before 1938.
And there goes Pearly's blatant hypocrisy. That's why he should be in politics, front line with a constituency. Because this is the same man that will turn around and say, you know, can't take nothing away from Bill Russell because Bill Russell won 10. It was a different generation, but you can't take away nothing from Bill Russell. I never liked him, but I got to get...
They too won it when it was only a bunch of 6-5 players.
So I will turn around and tell you this. At the end of the day, It don't matter when you won them. All that matters is that you did. That you did.
Well, at the end of the day, your record can say you have them. Yes, I agree with you, and that's fine. But
and until you get.
But our job is to be analyze things. Our job is to get into the roots, into the guts of things, and figure out why they happen.
Right.
Our job is not to look at things on the surface. So we have to look at it, and one of the things looking at it is saying you guys won all the titles back in the 30s and 20s.
And my point is, you didn't win any. I remember some in the 40s and 50s when we used to run you all so much, you all packed up and left out of Brooklyn. In fact, we used to call you all, it rhymes with riches, witches, stitches. Should I go
on? We got a couple before we left in 58 and in 62, then we left. In 58, then we left.
And how many more than you all back then did the Yankees have?
Plenty more, y'all had.
Your Dodger inferiority complex is speaking volumes. Now, let me show you how interesting this segue was. All right, $700 million. Let's see where it goes. Now, here's the deal. This is a very good point you brought up. You like to make the fact that because your Dodgers have been recently and choked, this was the first one you got in a minute because, you know, Roberts done choked a couple times. And say the Yankees won all their titles back in the day. It's similar. Now watch this now. How 49er fans who live in denial for 30 years try to jump up and say, oh, we haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years, but we've been to some NFC title games and some Super Bowls since you was last to lose. The numbers speak volumes. Hold on. The numbers. No. The bottom line is, Eric, my point to Earl is, no matter what you say, it's been 30 years to my Cowboys, 29 years that y'all haven't won a Super Bowl. And it doesn't mean a hill of beans what neither of us done is in between because we haven't won one. Just like his Dolphins were perfect. And they ain't done diddly squat since then. But when it's convenient, Pearly will drop the perfect season dime on you like any Dolphin fan can because they own it. They have that card to play. So all I'm saying is, be consistent. Either they don't count because you want them back in the day, or they count because you want them back in the day. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
And a hush falls over the crowd.
Mm.
Anyway, this week, do y'all beat Tampa Bay?
Yeah, man.
Tampa Bay. Eric, there's a reason why I'm asking you that question. Nobody saw them taking Kansas City to the wall last Monday night.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you think Bowles may try throw a wrinkle toward Purdy and distract Purdy a little bit, give him a different look or two that get him out of his comfort zone? Because it looks like Purdy's getting into that Shanahan-based zone that they get into from time to time.
He probably will throw a wrench in there, but that's fine. Because we have the ultimate linchpin now. We have back CMC.
But he's not playing this week, is he?
Yes, he is.
They cleared him to play?
He's playing this week.
Well, now I got to pull a page out of Pearly's book. What is it, Pearly? After 8-week injury, what is it? You ain't going to be 100%, correct?
No, you ain't going to be there.
No, man, we don't need him 100%. We just need him to make the defense honest. That's all we need him to do.
But what about the other situations on your team? Still got a deficiency at receiver. Pearson is looking like he's doing some stuff, but you still got issues with
Cortland Sutton.
Hold on, y'all signed Cortland Sutton. Did Broncos let Cortland Sutton go?
He did. They did. He's not with us.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Cortland Sutton. No. You got to double check that name, Eric. Cortland Sutton just went off.
If I'm mistaken, yeah.
Yeah, he just went off monster the last couple of weeks in a row. In Denver. So I don't foresee them trading him. I mean,
No. They ain't Cortland Sutton. We signed a former receiver.
Not Cortland Sutton. Yeah.
No, they ain't Cortland Sutton. We signed a former receiver from the Broncos. I can tell you right now. I forget his name.
But at the end of the day, I think that's going to be your problem in San Francisco is the fact that your wide receivers are injured. They're banged up.
Yeah, they're banged up for the time being, but
my point is,
CMC, it makes the offense so much easier.
But hold on, Eric. I think there's a disconnect in your offense because when the running backs when the receivers were healthy, the running backs were injured. When the tight ends were healthy, the receivers were injured. Like no unit has
right
been.
Now, somewhat healthy, though.
All right, we'll see how it pans out. I just think Tampa's could be a trap game for you guys. It really could be.
It could be. It could be a trap game, but this is CMC back now. So,
all right, let's get this other call real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey brothers, what's going on?
What's going on, Muff?
Eric,
I y'all spoiled Jerry Jones' birthday. I wanted y'all to spoil Kansas City perfect record just like that.
Muff, if you think, hold on, Muff,
just like that, I wanted y'all to do, yeah.
Muff, listen, if you think that hurt my feelings, that you wanted Jerry, I wanted his birthday spoiled too.
Let me down, I think I'm down. I just wanted him to do it. I was going with them with the Kansas City game. I wanted him to spoil it, but apparently, I have something to ask you.
That's because like, Andy Reid owns them, that's why.
Right. Pearly, Tuesday when you were doing the show, Tuesday now you asked me, say, what I think. If I think Todd should have gone for the 2 points or just kicked the extra point and go into the overtime. Now he going into the overtime and he still lost. Now last night, talking about that game last night. See, that's what I tell you. It's a taking a gamble. You could either kick the extra point and go into overtime or you go on to go for two or you don't have to get the 2 points.
Muff, let me just interject.
The unwritten rule is on the road you go for the win, at home you go for the tie.
No. Let me just interject what I think it was, personally.
Okay, what it was?
He watched Baltimore march down the field four straight times, punched him in the mouth, and score. He didn't want no part of that in overtime. He decided to try to get out with a win and get out of Dodge ahead of time because he knew in overtime what his fate was going to be.
Yeah, well, I agree because just remember now, Baltimore missed an extra point. So it's not even a gamble.
Yeah,
the
they, came back they came back and got a 2-point conversion to bottom.
Yeah, 2-point conversion, but I mean, even the extra point ain't guaranteed you can tie it up. But they have a good kicker. They had a good kicker. But then that's a decision with coaches have to make. That's the point I'm trying to make the Brady. Yeah, and it could go either way. And either way, two of them still come up with a loss. But you see how that game going last night? The two of them, the first game going into overtime, four touchdowns back to back. 15 too. But, yeah, man, it was a good game. Now, I know we could deal with the Rams on Sunday. I know we could deal with the Rams. Monday night football. Yeah, Monday night. Yeah, we got a Monday night game.
I think the Rams get y'all, and I want to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah, but because they was coming, they were really been three straight.
And they're getting healthy.
Yeah, but and things like that. Number 17, back, cup back, and everything. And they playing home, too, in L.A. Boy, yeah. All right, well, then let me let someone else get in. Some good games coming up for this week. We can tune in and then talk on Monday.
For sure, man. Be safe,
Muff. Yeah, you all have a safe weekend, man, everybody.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff, Muff. Yeah, I think, I mean, as far as, now, Pearly, I mean, talk on your Dolphins real quick, because I want to talk on what I think my Cowboys should do, sitting at 3-5, to tell you the truth. Right now, what do you think is the best route for the Dolphins at 2-6? Pearly, unmute yourself, please. Pearly, you got yourself on mute.
I realized that. I was texting somebody. I think the reason why they didn't make any moves, because they wanted to keep the salary cap where it at. I think they're just going to battle it out, and they probably get rid of a bunch of them one-year contracts and spend some money next year. They got about $16 to $20 million right now. Write it out. I think they didn't make any moves because they didn't want to tie up money for next year, because they're going to need the money to pay for certain players. Holland is due extension, or they may have to let him go. Calais Campbell probably will be gone. Others will be gone, and they'll probably try to bring some people in. They believe that the team they got, they can make a run. They can, if you look at who they got to play, they could go 7-2, they could go 8-1. If they play the kind of ball they're supposed to play, I think they're going to beat the Rams on Monday.
Pearly, are you saying that your Dolphins have a potential to go 8-1 the rest of the way and make the playoffs? Is that what you're saying?
They have the potential if the team is the team that it's supposed to be, and if the defense steps it up just a little,
but
they can do that.
But I'm a spinner, and I just spin.
No. I mean, no. I'm just being real. I mean, you could come along.
Highly doubt they go 8-1, to tell you the truth. What say you,
Let's
Eric?
Do
you think they could run that board?
Well, let's do this.
Well, you just get sweep from the Bills. The Bills are on yours.
Listen, we got the Rams. We can beat the Rams. We can beat the Raiders. We can beat the Patriots. The Packers is a toss-up. I think we can beat the Jets. The Texans is a toss-up. And I know we can beat the 49ers.
Yeah, and beat us.
And we can beat the Browns. One loss could be to the 49ers. One loss could be to the 49ers. I said 7-2 or 8-1. One
could be. Well, that's a Christmas beating waiting for y'all, boys.
That's what you hoping.
Let's go to this.
Y'all can't beat. Y'all can't beat nobody now, and you running on. Y'all can't. Let, yo, that's
let's go to
beat,
the 49ers. Talking heads.
Hello.
Hey, turn your radio down there for me, Skilla. Come on, man. You know you got to turn that down when you call in, man. What's going on?
I got you, Naughty. I got you. I get you. Listen, Naughty.
Go ahead, Skilla.
Willie.
Yes, sir.
Don't listen to that boy Eric, man, because we can beat them and all. They already need them. Nah, the game with the Rock. The game with the Rams, right? The game with the Rams. Remember? Uh-huh. Listen to this. We have our defense, them playing somewhat, and what he named coming, Steeler coming back, Tingham. He playing Monday night, right? Now, remember, Stafford, the quarterback for the Rams, he don't run. He don't scramble. So, I believe our pass rush can do plenty damage in that game, and we can win that game. And Bailey, you saying 8. We can win 9. We can win 9. We can win 9. We can win the next 9, Bailey. See that?
All right, I'm calling BS now. I'm calling BS. As in,
Bull. Brendan was Monday night. I want him to come back here with the same energy.
Listen to me. Hey, Naughty.
Yeah, I got you. I hearing you.
Okay, now, I'm feeling, I hear Eric, Mr. Sawyer, talking about the 49ers, them Tingham. We can beat them. Listen to me. All the teams we get left.
Skilla, you and GNN them? On a roll today, boy. Y'all got some tall tales today, boy.
Listen to me. The team, the Baltimore, they done beat us, right? We ain't playing Kansas City, right? We ain't playing, Baltimore. And Tingham, they done win, they two with us, right? They get away with that last one. They get away.
Wow.
Let's be honest now. If Tingham didn't fumble the ball, we just going to win the game.
Yeah,
that's why I'm
saying. If my auntie got a hand, she'd have been my uncle. Stop it.
They get away.
Listen, I can be honest with you.
Remember that. They win by a field goal. But
yeah, I'm winning by one.
Check this out.
Did the Giants beat the Bills by one in Super Bowl?
Listen to this. Let's talk about the 49ers. They're the only team now, what we'll say, I don't even know if they were 500. They were 500?
Yeah, that game over 500. But Skilla, let me break this down for you.
We had 500.
Okay, you all that we can make a statement win.
Okay, watch this, Skilla. Skilla, let me tell you before you get too fired up. Let me just run this down for you. You all got the Rams on Monday. That's a lot. No, let me go down and I can say what I got to say and then I open the floor. Rams on Monday, that's a loss. That makes y'all 2-7. You all got the Raiders. I give you all the win over the Raiders. That makes y'all 3-7. Y'all get the revenge game against the Patriots, that's 4-7. Y'all lose to the Packers, that's 4-8. Y'all gonna lose to the Jets, that's 4-9. Y'all gonna lose to the Texans, that's 4-10. Y'all gonna lose to the 49ers, that's 4-11. Y'all gonna lose to the Browns. Yes, y'all gonna lose to the Browns because it's in Cleveland, it's in the cold. That's gonna be 4-12. And the last one is the Jets again. And just because they may have ramifications to go somewhere, they're going to beat y'all again. Y'all looking at 4-5-12.
Okay.
4-13.
That's your prediction.
Now, what's your prediction? Go ahead.
That's your prediction. Well, I didn't say what we can do.
We
can make this clear. Call me on Tuesday afternoon, Skilla, with the same energy once you are lose, and we'll kill at 9 straight.
Even if I reach home late from work, I will call you on your cell.
All right.
And answer your...
Flip side of the break, we coming back with the picks. Appreciate you, Skilla.
Yeah.
9 straight. Boy, I don't know about that. You notice Pearly gone quiet on him, Eric?
Yeah, man.
Don't even jump on that bandwagon.
Don't even get that. Listen. Don't jump in that Kool-Aid,
brother. No. Don't do that. I ain't going quiet. I letting you and Skilla run on, and y'all rowing. You just, you ain't. You did not analytically look at any of them games. You just picked, oh, they can beat us.
No, 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 no. Stop. Break it down.
Look at the teams that you're playing.
Since the word analytics came up, Pearly, we can go to the break, and I can have analytics for your stink blowhole on the flip side of the break, Dolphin boy. Let's go.
Because I listen to Eric talking about, oh, you win by 1 point. Skinner's run. They got away. They kick a 61-yard field goal to beat the Dolphins. Yes, it's a win.
Scott Norwood missed a field goal, and that's why the Bills don't have a ring. So what? A win is a win.
I'm not disputing that, but our role on this station is to be analytical.
Pearly,
off this show is a different route.
Pearly,
we're supposed to look at those kind of things.
Right. So, Pearly, when we get analytical, sometimes you don't follow suit. You gonna go the same route. You tell me I spin. All right. But that's being analytical.
I don't follow the route of analytics on this show. When do I do that? Give me one example.
Pearly, by you saying to me, when I make an analysis that I spin, you going away from it. Because you're not backing it up with any other counterpoint. You're just saying I spinning. But on the flip side of the break.
Because you be speculating, you don't be analyzing.
Music down. How many times I caught stuff on this show and it comes out? Do I have to go back to rebuking that guy and reminding you all painfully when it happened?
Oh, Lord.
Put some respect on my name, Pearly. Let's go to the break.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
For fast, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
What gift gives you joy?
The gift of home renovations.
Apply for a personal loan with CIBC Caribbean and use your funds for a dream holiday, home renovations, or more, and we'll gift you no loan application fee and the chance to win one of three prizes in your country from our regional pot of up to $100,000. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/joyofgiving. CIBC Caribbean, terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Web, I got you. On the Friday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads. Now, we gotta get straight into the picks. Mr. Producer obviously giving me the heads up on the time. But
nine straight
garbage. But anyhow, I'll just say,
if you believe they can win. If you believe the Saudians can win nine straight, I get a piece of P.I. Bridge, I got to tell you.
Man, all I know is I'm looking at the offense, you know. They run the ball well. They throw in the ball well. The offense is doing well. I mean, the Rams do things. that's going to, you know, from an analytical standpoint, offensively, now that the Rams have some of their weapons back, i.e. Puka Nacua, Cooper Rush, to go along with Tutu Atwell, who's been playing well, and the unsung hero Kyren Williams, who not only, you know, is similar to Marshall Faulk from an analytical standpoint. Not only does he catch the ball well, he runs the ball well, very early, similar to Marshall Faulk in that offense when it was the greatest show on turf. In addition to that, the defense is bend but don't break, and the teams all season long from coming from behind and winning games. They did it against you guys. They did it against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
They did it against several people. And Matthew Stafford, with that connection with Cooper Kupp, offensively, right now, they were injured early in the year, but in true McVay fashion, and from an analytical standpoint, coaching-wise, he does a great job with next man up. If you look at the last three or four seasons, he's had a multitude of injuries that they've played through and been right in the thick of things at the end of the year. I see them doing that again this year. They're healthy now from week 9 on, or week 10 on. If they stay healthy the rest of the way, they're going to be a dark horse contender in the NFC, not just within that division with you guys, since it's such a crapshoot with Arizona, as well as 49ers, as well as
Seattle.
It's still a crapshoot in division games, division games. So from an analytical standpoint, they still have a shot to win that division as well. But again, as far as Monday night goes, analyzing the game, they're the better team on offense and defense right now, as well as special teams. They've been playing better football over the last 3-4 weeks. The Dolphins are still trying to figure things out. So I like them to win the game on Monday night, and that's my analysis.
Also, I forgot to tell you, right, I called it late. As it relates to the game last night, I hope Ravens fans thought that the way to beat the Ravens defense is blow the top off. Okay, anyway, move on.
Blow the top off. How many teams have the capabilities of blowing the top off that defense?
Well, you just got to send four long.
Yeah,
I don't know
but,
if that's
but
that slow.
You keep missing who that was.
One or two of them.
You forgetting who that was who blew the top off.
I know. But Jamar Chase is fast, but all you got to do is stretch that defense properly. If you send three or four wide, send them on deep post patterns. Send them wide. Send them out. They can't cover.
Yeah, but guess what? You got a limited time to get that done because, as you know, they had a lot of sacks last night, too. And they punished Burrow.
Sacks, four sacks?
They get pressure, though.
They get pressure, but the point is, if you send in three or four long, deep post, deep out passes,
they get disrupted.
You can break that defense. They slow. They win it.
All right, here we go. We got to get these picks in quick, guys.
Yes.
All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And don't forget, it's all about the Island Game Takedown, that great promotion going on. 5,000 up for grabs in November. All expense paid Super Bowl trip for two. All expense paid to New Orleans. Up for grabs in December, all right? So log on with the Island Game Sportsbook and always place to play and win with the Island Game. And they always remind you to play responsibly. All right. Giants on the road early in Germany. Both of them on the road. 6.5-point favorites over the Carolina Panthers. I like the Giants to win the game. I don't know if they cover the 6.5.
I like the Giants and the points.
Eric, who you like in that one?
I take the Panthers, man. The Panthers just won a game last week. They're on a high. They're taking a trip. Why not?
Okay. Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints. I like the Falcons on the road to cover the 3.5 and get the win.
Yes.
Derek Carr is back, but it don't make a world of difference.
Too much, too little, too late at this stage of the game.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills -4 on the road against the Indianapolis Colts. I like the Bills to continue their win streak.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They're just a better team right now. And Indy's coming back off some injuries, getting some players back. I don't think they're still at full 100. So, yeah, I got to go with Buffalo in this one. Denver on the road at Kansas City. Kansas City, 8-point favorites at home. I like Kansas City to win, but I'm going to take them on the money line. I'm staying from the points. It's a division game.
I'm going to take the Broncos and the points.
And the upset.
The lone horse this week, Naughty.
But he's the lone pot cake this week. The Vikings and the Jags. Mac Jones starting for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Vikings are playing a good ball, and I think they built some more momentum off the win last week. I like the Vikings to get it done against the Jags.
I'm with the points.
Mac and cheese is starting.
Yep.
Vikings, bro.
Patriots on the road against the Bears. Bears 6-point favorites at home. I like the Bears to win the game, but they seem snake-bitten ever since they let up that Hail Mary to Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. I like the Bears to get right, but I don't know if they cover the 6 points.
I like the Bears and the Patriots, and I like them to cover the 6 points.
Patriots have a good defense. The Bears have better offense. The Bears should win by at least a touchdown.
All right, I'm all over this next game. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers and the 3 points against Washington. They go on the road, and they beat the Commanders. They're coming off a bye. Tomlin is excellent coming off the bye. Russell Wilson has made the difference in that offense.
I think the Commanders are for real. I think they are for real. I think they got a good young quarterback. I think they pull this is going to be a defining game for them. I think they take the Steelers.
I think this is where when you play a fourth place schedule, when you bump some good teams along the way, you get exposed. I think this is a week of exposure for Jaden Daniels. Taking nothing away from him. He's a great young quarterback. But obviously Tomlin has come up among the greats and prided himself with being a defensive mind.
But you're being hypocritical because you can say the same thing with the Steelers. The Steelers playing a fourth-place season, a fourth-place schedule as well.
I didn't say they weren't. I'm just saying that Washington is benefiting from it. Up. Because if you notice, Pearly, from an analytical standpoint, the Pittsburgh Steelers over the last 3-4 years have been in the same neighborhood record-wise. Washington hasn't. They've been miserable. They've been picking in the top five and the top 10. So out of the teams from an analytical standpoint, that's benefiting from that's clearly Washington this year. Taking nothing away from Pittsburgh on their own fourth place schedule, but Pittsburgh has a better defense. They have better special teams. Their running game is solid. And guess what? The secondary in Washington is weak, and I think it gets exposed by Pittsburgh, by Pickens. I think Pickens goes off, to tell you the truth.
I like Pittsburgh.
And Freiermuth too. I think the tight end plays big.
I can even be bolder. I can take the Commanders and the points.
-3. All right. Give me the Steelers +3. I love it.
If Jaden's ribs hold up, the Commanders and the points, bro. They find ways to win.
I know. Against certain teams. I think Pittsburgh is coached well enough to play through those things on the road. They got one thing that you could play anywhere in the world. You know, they got defense. And defense travels. Period.
They beat
the good ball for y'all. They got y'all next Thursday, but go on.
Who got us next Thursday?
Commanders.
They can have us.
No, sorry, I got the Eagles. Never mind.
I can close on my point on the Cowboys. So both of y'all know where I at pertaining to the Cowboys. I like the 49ers to win that one. Tampa Bay got too many injuries, but it could be a trap game. Chargers at home. I like them over the Titans.
You just say you like the 49ers to leave it and you ask me, Eric, who you want?
But we know who Eric won. I thought you said the 49ers. My bad.
No, I go in with Baker. I think this is an upset.
Boy, Purdy, I was feeling it. I was feeling an upset until I was the upset there that got away. I don't think this is the upset. I think 49ers handle their business, to tell you the truth.
Well, let's see what happens. I take in the bucket. Come on,
CMC.
Not early to win, the points.
Chargers over the Titans. I like the Chargers at home over the Titans.
Yeah.
I like the Cardinals at home over the Jets.
I like the Cardinals at home over the Jets. I take the Cardinals and the points.
I like the Eagles over the Cowboys. They're the better football team right now.
They are.
And I'll take the Eagles and the points as well.
And the Eagles off the bye, too. So, yeah.
Lions and the Texans. I think the Lions keep it going with bring that bear down just a little bit, Mr. Producer. I think the Lions keep it going on the road against Houston. Tough game, 3.5 points, but I like the Lions to get it done.
I like the Lions to get it done too, but I think the spread is too little. I think the Lions can hit the points.
And I like the Rams Monday night. We discussed it. Go ahead, Aaron.
That's a good game for the Texans to see where they are this season. But I still think the Lions win.
And as far as
I'm going to take my Dolphins and the points.
And as far as you two go, know firmly where I stand with my Cowboys. We go into this weekend the number 11th pick in the draft if the draft was to be called today. With some creative tanking, Dallas could end up with a top 5 pick or better. That's a quick fix with money in free agency looming where we rolled over in the next. You get right fast. So, no, I don't want them to win any more games this year. I want them to lose out completely.
Eric, that's the spin right there.
Hold on. So it don't make sense, Purdy, from a standpoint that if you know you're going to be able to get. How do we play this year? Dak is injured. It's going to be more than 4 weeks that he comes back. He's probably going to go on season-ending injury reserve because the hamstrings pulled off the bone. You got Cooper Rush. You got injuries to other key areas on the team.
send Micah back this weekend?
Yeah, but guess what? Ain't no point to rush Micah back. If we trying to tank, you sit Micah down. I said that's the best way.
A pretty good quarterback. You don't even know.
Correct. But I look at the remaining schedule. Dallas maybe wins one or two of those games. We need to end up with a top five pick. Mm. You get better that way because when you got a top five pick, people always want to trade up. You always can get more assets. And Will Clay has done a great job in the draft over the years. That's one thing you can't knock the Cowboys on. We draft well. So that's how we get better. So don't anticipate me playing Cowboy this, Cowboy that. No. Let's lose, Cowboys. Let's go. Let's lose. Let's tank. Let's tank for Shador. Philadelphia.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, for sure you're losing anyway, even if he was pulling for him.
And then as far as Washington goes, too, we own Washington and we own the Giants in the division. But lose to them, too. Lose to them, too. Get as many ass as you can, and let's get a quality player, man, or players off a top five pick. And that's how I see it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the Rams win Monday night.
And now we can go to the break. Y'all have a great weekend, man. We'll do it again next Friday. Appreciate both of y'all. Enjoy your games, right, and may your teams win. Too.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government savings bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit Cleveland Caribbean.
Flavored Island Games. We making dreams come true. Flavored Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. At your feet.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
We started the show by talking about the Ravens. Let's talk about the Bengals here a little bit, because we would be talking about Joe Burrow for most valuable player in this league if they had the same record as the Ravens right now, and if they had swept the Ravens this year instead of it being the other way around.
Facts.
Instead of them being 0-3 to start the season, if they somehow had come out of the box a little stronger, had they somehow realized, hey, maybe we should have paid Ja'Marr Chase early on and get him into training camp right away, as opposed to just letting him play out the season and putting that chip on his shoulder that he took off his shoulder and just smacked the Ravens over the head twice with, but it wasn't enough. Again, that we would be talking about Joe Burrow in that regard, and maybe even Ja'Marr Chase for Offensive Player of the Year in that regard. But the Bengals are a little bit more of a flawed team than the Ravens. Defensively, they are a team that can get got, can be had, even though they've got the sack leader in Trey Hendrickson right up front. And the difference between the Raven, the Bengals having a shot is not, can be summed up in the two losses to the Ravens, where they got more than enough from Joe Burrow and got more than enough from Ja'Marr Chase. But there were just enough mistakes here and there, whether it was the interception that Burrow threw in the first opportunity, whether it was that missed field goal in overtime, despite getting a gift fumble from Lamar Jackson in overtime of that game and not cashing that in, having Derrick Henry run it right down the field and Justin Tucker making the bunny to win that early regular season game. If they had gotten that field goal, if they had not had the ball ripped out of Chase Brown's hand last night, if they were able to make a defensive stop in the fourth quarter that they could not make, if they were able to prevent the Ravens from scoring touchdowns on their last four possessions of the game, they would be, instead of 4-6, 6-4, and the Ravens, instead of being 7-3, would be 5-5. They'd be a 500 team. And this conversation would be a completely different conversation than the one that we're having right now, but it's not a sliding doors situation. And a quarterback who in his two games against the Ravens...
Yeah, these stats are crazy.
...threw for 820 yards with 9 touchdowns and 1 interception and a passer rating of 121.4. And a wide receiver set the record for most receiving yards against a single opponent in the history of the NFL that had been standing since Art Powell did it for the Oakland Raiders against the Houston Oilers... back in 1963.
Wow.
That's the record that Ja'Marr Chase broke last night with his remarkable evening of 264 receiving yards, 212 of them in the second half, to give him 457 yards against the Ravens in the two games this year.
What?
That's the team that is left sending their MVP-type quarterback to the podium to be left wondering what more blood could be taken from the stone.
You look at how we're playing, and then, you know, you look at Trey Hendrickson, how he's playing. Yeah, it's tough pill to swallow. But we've had our opportunities. Obviously, you know, it's tough when you feel like you're playing well enough to win and you're not, but it's always more to do.
No answers, basically, yeah, is what he's saying. There's no answers for it.
He's frustrated, say. I feel for the guy, man. He's, like you said, if he records were flipped, even if they win one of those games, maybe don't lose week one to New England, they're 6-4, we're still talking about Joe for MVP. He's got 24 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions. That is unbelievable. 2,700 yards. He's just lighting it up. Can't catch a break.
I don't have a problem with the 2-point conversion attempt at all. I think that's where you should go for it.
Well, you're on the road. You're the defense can't stop them. Lamar's clearly on a heater, we talked about.
The two previous coaches who had this opportunity, had this question placed in front of them. Gerard Mayo in Tennessee last week, and even more recently, Todd Bowles in Kansas City last Monday night. Kicked the extra point, went to overtime, lost the game. And this team, again, just to reiterate, Lamar Jackson's unstoppability right now. This team was getting lit up like the proverbial can of gas when the Ravens scored 28 in the second half after scoring just 7 in their first, 4 possessions of the game, and came back from a 14-point deficit in so doing. And you respond on occasion when the Ravens are hitting you back in the mouth with an 80-yard touchdown pass to Ja'Marr Chase. Pardon me, a 70-yard touchdown pass to Ja'Marr Chase and just one play to basically tie the game up at 28. And then you watch Lamar march the players down the field, his team, on an 11-play, 70-yard drive that took up damn near 4 minutes of time to score with a minute 49 to go, where Rashad Bateman had a touchdown grab. And you march down the field, and you have an opportunity to go for two, because you've just stunned them again with what that throw to Ja'Marr Chase to put it in the end zone.
Over two.
Just showed you catch, how on point feet down. Joe Burrow was at that point in time. Feet down, over two guys. I don't even know how the hell he saw him. Other than the fact he's just like, oh, that's number one. I'm just going to throw it to him and he's going to catch it.
Chased
yes,
somewhere.
You should go for two. And there were a couple penalties that could have been called on that two-point conversion. Mike Gesicki sure looked like he was held, and it sure looked like Joe Burrow took one in the chops. Now, you could have thrown the flag right there. It wasn't. And I guess you got to play better than the ref's ref or what have you. But I don't mind the call. I thought it was an excellent try. I think it's Zach Taylor also showing I've got the confidence to do it. I've got the confidence to do it. Of course, he's not going to sit here and say, I don't have the confidence in my defense to stop. You know, because you did leave enough time left on the clock for them to march down the field close enough for Justin Tucker to take one swipe of the leg to avoid overtime as well. But I don't mind that try at all.
No.
I think that's when you need to go for a two-point conversion. We talked about this on our show on Tuesday when you guys had already left.
Yeah.
There are different times for two-point conversions. There are times when you need, have to, or want to.
What did you say about Todd Bowles?
I said you need to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I wish Gerard Mayo would have done it.
Or you have to do it. How about that? You have to do it. I think you have to do it. You just stunned them at the end of the game. You just stunned the Kansas City Chiefs in their house at the end of the game with a stone's drive. You have just got them on their heels. Right. They might even be pulling down on their you know, hanging out on their knees a little bit. Hit them one more time.
Yeah.
And certainly in New England and in Tennessee, they had Drake May running around for like damn near as long as Jaden Daniels did on his Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, kind of a Hail Mary too. He flipped it up in the air. I don't even know how the hell that was a completed pass.
No idea.
But Tennessee's defense had just been running around for 10 seconds as much as long as everyone else was. Hit him with the two-point conversion there. And I think, again, there's different times to go for a two-point conversion. You want to do it. You need to do it. You have to do it. You want to do it. I don't get it, where you have an opportunity to be down seven with 8-9 minutes to go, and you go for two because you have an opportunity to score again, and you know you got to score again instead of tying, you win it. So I want to go for two. That way I'll know if I need to go for two later on in the game, or you need to go for two when you're down 16 and you score. You need to go so it's still make it a one-score game. The have-tos are obviously when you score and you have to go for two to tie the game at the very end. I would put in this category, you have to go for two instead of going into overtime on the road. I think you have to do it. And I give Zach Taylor all the kudos in the world for doing it. I think we have the coach after the game. This is what he had to say on that front.
I mean, there's a time situation where there's probably a little too, you know, over... I can't get into specifics, but there's a chance maybe you get a three and out, get the ball back if you just tied it and you can go kick a game-winning field goal, but didn't feel like we were going to get the ball again.
Right? Didn't feel like you were going to get the ball again.
No. And they weren't going to stop either. This goes all the way back to week one. I mean, Isaiah Likely's big toe is in...